Whether in Buffalo Gap or Buffalo Springs, Fort Belknap or Fort Chadburn, or Sweetwater or Sweet Home, for the news of Texas, the source is Pratt on Texas. Here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. It's the 26th of April, a Friday, my friends. Our Lone Star story of the day, a study of Texas GOP property tax reduction work over the last dozen years or so in the legislature shows it has generally been very successful statewide. The study comes from a very unfriendly to Republicans source. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. Harris County District Attorney Ogg infuriates Houston's Democratic machine, preserves justice by handing a key case to the Texas Attorney General's office. More on the despicable pro-Hamas demonstrations at University of Texas and elsewhere, and there have been big demonstrations at other state universities in Texas. We've got much more, the rig count and a lot of other things in the stack, a little bit on the big election in Lubbock. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com, and you've got until 10 p.m. tonight. That's Friday, the 26th of April, until 10 p.m. to go to prattontexas.com. Scroll right down, you'll see the spot where you can enter to win a $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar in downtown Lubbock at 1500 Broadway, what were once the giant banking offices of the First National Bank. It's all been redone. It is really sophisticated. There's something calming about that place. I absolutely love it. The food is great. It's priced right. They serve quickly for lunch. It is Monday through Friday, opens at 11, and then they stay up all evening. They're a big upscale, very nice bar, and they have the same menu at night, too. But lunch, this is a place to go have lunch. It's become one of our favorites. We're giving away a $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar. Now, folks, we went to them. We liked the place. I said, look, we need to get more folks out here. People don't realize the big changes in downtown Lubbock unless they actually work there or live there. And that's not most people. So I want you to get down there and try it. And you got a really good shot at winning a $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar and one of my favorite spots for lunch in all of the Hub City. Just go to prattontexas.com. We'll find the link there. It says click here to enter for a chance to win $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar in Lubbock. Entry period ends at 10 p.m. Friday, 26 April. That's pretty straightforward. So get it done, my friends. The North American Rotary Drilling Rig Count, drilling for oil or gas from Baker Hughes, is out today. The U.S. fell by 6 rigs. Texas increased by 1 to 297. We're down 80 from the same time a year ago. We're again up 1, 297 drilling for oil or gas in the great state of Texas. Just so you understand the dominance. The next biggest state right now is the other part of the Permian that's in New Mexico. They have 107. Other big oil states, Oklahoma, 45 rigs. Pennsylvania, 21 rigs. Louisiana, 36. Texas sitting at 297. We were at 377 at this time a year ago, my friends. Now, there's been a lot of talk on some of the local talk shows in Lubbock, and that's all it is. It's speculation and talk this week about the turnout in early voting in Lubbock's elections. I actually brought this to several people's attention on day two, and I have been watching the spreadsheet, watching the numbers every day. I simply don't like to jump into these things early because I've been at this my whole life. Sometimes you'll see a really big boost because certain campaigns were organized or people got out the first few days and then it drops off. It has dropped slightly, but really it hasn't dropped off much. This is of concern because we don't really know where these numbers are coming from. Everybody can speculate, but that's all they're doing is speculating. But I just want you to know, going all the way back almost 20 years to May of the 2006 election, we're sitting at almost double the turnout in early voting of any election, including 2 years ago when there were a lot more big contested races going on. 2,855 people on day one of early voting, 3,048 on day two, 3,015 on day three, and yesterday, day four of early voting, 2,792. Just to give you a comparison, we're all around 1,500 to 1,600 or so in the previous election. And even in big years where we had really big elections, like 2016, the numbers are still almost double. Now, that could be the pro-marijuana crowd. Remember, they had to use petitions. They got text. The whole purpose of that, I told you, has nothing to do with marijuana. It's community organizing. This Adam Hernandez and people are now, they're not just local activists now. They're fully plugged into the national network that trains them and gets them federal dollars and things so they have money to live on and all this stuff. These folks got text numbers for all these people, and these are not normal voters, and they've been teaching them and getting them to register and getting them to turn out. So, and I've told you, I've been told by legislators, if this Lubbock votes for pro-marijuana, or it's really, really close here, it's going to be hard to hold this stuff back in the legislature. So it's very important. We have a huge turnout against this Prop A if you live in Lubbock and you can vote in the city of Lubbock election. You also have the first elected officials ever to the appraisal board countywide. There's very important things there. John Brugel and Brent O'Hara have endorsed in those. This is important. Big Mayor's election, tax and spender that's been taxing and spending for years and everything versus a true conservative who's really a strong leader, even up against the moneyed interests in town. And he's been a conservative his whole life, Mark McBrayer for mayor. He's voted against since he's been on the council for two budgets. He voted against raising taxes. All the others voted for it, even the ones that promised 2 years ago they wouldn't. This man needs your help, and I'll tell you, we don't know where these numbers are coming from. And there are, and you better get out there and vote. You better get out there and vote if you're in Lubbock. And early voting doesn't run for 2 weeks. I think it just goes for 9 days, goes till next Tuesday, and then the election is on a Saturday following that. So get out and get your vote cast against that pro-marijuana Prop A. Vote for Mark McBrayer for mayor, and vote for Brant O'Hare and for John Brugel, Frugal Brugel, for the appraisal district board in Lubbock County. One of the folks who's probably not happy with, who's probably pro-marijuana, I don't know, who knows? He said, wrote me a note using the contact feature at proudontexas.com, so he's not a listener club member or anything, but he said, great job on campaign finance reports. That was the story yesterday that broke statewide on Representative Tepper's bill, and they're not complying. The local governments aren't complying, and it's very good to go back and listen to the recording of yesterday's show. You can do that at proudontexas.com. But his comment was, great job on campaign finance reports. Why hasn't Project Destiny filed in Lubbock? Took me less. I wrote him back. Greg, I immediately checked. Project Destiny has filed its campaign finance reports. They're online. It is like my PAC, a GPAC, a General Purpose Political Action Committee, and files with the Texas Ethics Commission. It took all of 1 minute to find it. So stop your carping and your imaginings out there. They have filed. You just don't know what's going on. And if you want to read some funny stuff, go read the piece at Proud on Texas. It's there staying up on the main page. Lubbock's pro-marijuana Proposition A, Texas is watching. You know, I allow comments on there. They're moderated, and I this means I approve them because you get a lot of spam and stuff. And there's a bunch of the pro-marijuana people, as usual, and some, and they're angry. Now, I read about the first sentence. They write really long screeds, and I read the first sentence or two and then usually reply to that, and I don't read the rest. And I'm not going to read any of your stuff if you can't punctuate and break it into paragraphs and make it readable. It's just that simple. I don't have time. I've got hundreds of pages to read every day to prepare, and you need to be able to make your point better. But some of their stuff is pretty funny, I think. I find them humorous. Back in a moment on Pratt on Texas.
It's time for Pratt to breathe. Pratt on Texas returns in a moment.
A Crosby County cotton farmer had dental work needs that would have cost at least $25,000 at home. Instead, he went to our official dentist, Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under 10 grand. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. He liked it so much, he's visited Costa Rica again. Get started on your savings and vacation adventure. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's the show everyone listens to, even if they don't admit it. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We have two anti-wimps to celebrate today, or to mention, or to honor, or just to notify you of. It's an anti-wimps plural update. Two separate uses of a firearm to stop crime in San Antonio. KSAT, this is all from the last couple of days. KSAT reports two men were shot by a homeowner while they attempted to steal roofing material at a Northside home early Thursday morning, according to San Antonio police. Police say that a homeowner heard his security system go off at about 5:15 a.m. and via cameras saw two men stealing roofing materials from in front of his house. He called police for help, and of course, when seconds count, they're minutes away. That's just physics. And just after he called, the cameras recorded the men stealing more. At this point, the homeowner, armed as a true Texan should be, exited the home and confronted them. During the confrontation, he shot one in the back, quote, backside, and the other in the leg, end quote. The thieves were caught, taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. In another incident this week in the Alamo City, an alleged intruder was shot by a man who heard the miscreant attempting to enter his apartment through a patio door. Quote, the man asked the intruder what he was doing, and the intruder said he lived there. Police said the intruder became aggressive, and at some point the resident shot him in the stomach, police said. The intruder was taken to the hospital, and his injury was not life-threatening, reported KSAT. Two separate uses of a firearm to stop crime in San Antonio. All the better for Bexar County, and all the better for Texas. A few things I want to catch up to date on these protests. The media's all been up. They think Governor Abbott sent the DPS in there at UT, you know, because that's what they were looking for. And yeah, he allowed them to, but actually a big piece in the Statesman today, and it's one of several in the last 36 hours covering this, but they've got the answer. University of Texas President Jay Hartzell told a state lawmaker he and other university officials sought law enforcement help from the state leading up to these. Remember, these people had put out the word in writing that they were going to take the campus. In other words, it wasn't just going to be a protest. They were going to violate all the rules, take it, do a sit-in and all that, and disrupt operations. They knew it and led to more than 50 arrests. He said our police force at the University of Texas Austin could not do it alone. So they're kind of upset now, you know, that the UT actually asked for the riot gear and mounted DPS officers. The Dallas Morning News story today, charges dropped against most UT Austin protesters. No kidding, I have a George Soros DA there. What do you think was going to happen? Immediately, that and the local judge and the DA dropped charges against 46 individuals. That's it. 55 people, according to UT, were arrested Wednesday. And, of course, they're just going to keep dropping the charges. And that's why we've got to test and get this new, I think it's House Bill 17 going, where prosecutors who just decide not to enforce the law at all can be removed and be prosecuted for such by a neighboring DA. All right, my friends, the Associated Press under fire for calling anti-Semitic, anti-Israel demonstrations, quote, anti-war protests. I saw these headlines myself and just laughed and said they will never stop it. The AP, the Associated propagandists, are such a bunch of leftists. I like this quote. When people are chanting in their protest, Intifada now, simply look up the definition of Intifada. This is not anti-war, pointed out Natalie Sanadaji, a New Yorker who survived the Nova Music Festival massacre, where more than 360 people were killed by Hamas terrorists on October 7th of last year. To downplay it is to make these people feel like what they're doing is okay. We need to talk about how serious it is. Downplaying it's just putting more people at risk, she said on Just the News, No Noise TV show. That from Just the News. Anti-Israel protesters at New York University admit they have no idea what they're protesting. This story's made it around. I saw the original in the New York Post. They're Columbia University students. They moved over to the protest at NYU to be part of the fun. Two girls. And this is what this is all about. These people have no idea, all except the organizers and people who are being paid by the international leftists and George Soros. They don't know what they're doing. And sure enough, there was a recorded interview of these people, and they had come over from Columbia, which is supposed to be elite students, right? They're dumber than dirt. Asked if there was something NYU is doing, the student meekly replied, I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they are. Then she turned to her friend and asked, do you know what NYU is doing here? And the friend, who was wearing a face mask, bluntly said, about what? And then about Israel, why are we protesting here at NYU specifically? The student asked, and her friend confessed, I wish I was more educated, but they went over there to join in. Person interviewing the pair continuously moved the camera back and forth to capture the ridiculous exchange. And then she said, I'm not either. I came from Columbia. I was there at Columbia, and that's Columbia University. Came down, and they said NYU needed our support. I've heard there are a lot of cops, and people were saying it was getting dangerous. More than 100 students and faculty protesters were arrested during the ordeal that saw cops pelted with bottles and one police officer struck in the head with a chair. And we've got a big report out that much of this is being paid for by George Soros and other leftist front groups. For example, New York Post reported that Students for Justice in Palestine, whose satellites helped organize the encampments at Ohio State, Berkeley, Harvard, Yale, Emory, there are parent organizations funded by a network of nonprofits funded by, among others, Soros. And there are other groups, Jewish Voice for Peace and Within Our Lifetime. They set up tents at Columbia on the campus. And an analysis by the Post show all three got cash from groups linked to Soros. Then there's the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights, a Soros Foundation funded, Open Society Foundations has funded it. And they're paying up to $7,800 for its community-based fellows, men and their community organizers, and $2,880 and $3,660 for campus-based, quote, fellows, for spending 8 hours a week organizing campaigns led by Palestinian organizations. Yeah. And then Noah Rothman at National Review had a great piece today. As Hamas loses its grip, Gazans speak out against the terrorist sect. He talks about the unrest on our college campuses took a notable turn for the worse shortly after Iran entered the war that erupted with Hamas's 10/7 massacre, and it got worse still after Israel retaliated for that attack. But even as the country's most outspoken college students lean into their conclusion that the problem in the Gaza Strip is Israel, Gazans themselves are growing bolder in their condemnations of the terrorist sect that they elected. In fact, the Financial Times has been on the ground reporting on this, and they've had a big Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research, a local group, doing polling. Support by Hamas has fallen almost to 34%. That's still more than a third of their population. And people are feeling more free because Hamas is a dictatorship. They're tyrannical terrorists. They run the government there, and they kill people and imprison people and torture people. But people are beginning to speak out. Some are saying people aren't afraid anymore, and they're talking about how terrible Hamas is. Noah says, given all this, we can reasonably conclude that the college protesters who see no evil in Hamas are willfully blind to the circumstances in which they are protesting. As one NYU student said, why are we protesting here? I wish I was more educated. Right.
Wish to comment on a story? Send an email. Visit the contact page at prattontexas.com or join the listener club and get that direct to Pratt email address.
A Texas Aggie from the big country says he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care. Click the banner at prattontexas.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information, cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
DOT-regulated drivers, owner-operators, line up your required random drug testing program with Allied Compliance Services. Be legal and safe up and down the road. You'll be a valued customer with Allied Compliance, and they will be on call to help when you need it. Visit AlliedCompliance.com, AlliedCompliance.com, or phone 800-411-6906. Call Allied Compliance at 800-411-6906.
Ladies and gentlemen, lovers of Texas and of liberty, it's time for the show that celebrates the spirit of Alamo. Here's your Texan-in-Chief, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. In case you don't really know what's been going on in Democratic politics in Houston and Harris County, the state's largest county, the Democrat district attorney, Kim Ogg, was defeated by a Soros-backed ultra-leftist in the Democratic primary, just as happened in Travis County a few years ago. And mainly, the Democratic Party machine, Lena Hidalgo at the courthouse, the county judge, and others, have openly turned against Ogg for one main reason. And it's not my speculation. There are many, many, many reports in the press, by the way, far left-friendly press, that Ogg is no good because she's been willing to prosecute government officials who are doing wrong, and they claim, oh, she's just always going after them. In other words, they're mad because she's prosecuted Democrats who are engaged in fraud and other things in office, and they don't like that because that's how they roll. Well, big move from the DA, who will be outgoing at the end of the year. And I've got the press releases and stuff, and I saw the press conference. The Texans, Holly Hansen, our lovely and gracious and great Holly Hansen, wrote the best write-up of this of anybody in the state. During a press conference in Houston yesterday, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg announced that the Texas Office of the Attorney General will assume jurisdiction over the investigation and prosecution of County Judge Lena Hidalgo's staff in relation to alleged bid rigging in an $11 million COVID-19 outreach contract. Remember, we've reported on that since it broke. The reason I'm taking this action is to safeguard the public's interest and trust in our government, said Ogg. The people of Harris County have a right to expect that their elected district attorney will prosecute corruption committed by public officials, regardless of political affiliation. And folks, they were openly hostile to her in the media because she's prosecuted and investigated public officials. You know, a bunch of Democrats. They love you, prosecute the Republicans, but it's been mostly Democrats. So they ganged up, the machine did, to get rid of her. Story goes on to say, Ogg noted that the Democratic nominee to replace her as district attorney, Sean Tehr, has called the indictments of Hidalgo's staff, quote, nothing more than political prosecution. She added that Tehr has not had access to the evidence and that he works for the Cognell law firm, which is defending Hidalgo's former chief of staff, Alex Trentafillis, in the case, and that he had sought and received Hidalgo's endorsement, which he did in the primary. Quote, all of this raises the specter of fixing cases for political support, end quote, said Ogg. Chief of the OAG's Criminal Prosecutions Division, Shane Attaway, said his office regularly provides investigative and prosecutorial assistance to jurisdictions across the state. When the time is appropriate, our investigators and prosecutors will present evidence to a Harris County grand jury, he said. Following the press conference, Ken Paxton, the AG, released a statement calling the OAG prosecutors and investigators the best in the state. The investigation and subsequent indictment stem from the contract awarded to Elevate Strategies, a one-woman firm owned by this Democrat Hillary Clinton political operative who operating out of her apartment. A one-woman firm owned by Felicity Pereira, as reported first reported by the Texan, prior to the founding of the firm in 2019, Pereira had served as a Houston mayoral campaign manager for Commissioner Adrian Garcia, Democrat, and had worked for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and for the Democratic National Committee. Amid mounting public pressure, in September 21, Hidalgo, the county judge, the lefty, the AOC clone, announced the cancellation of the contract. The Harris County DA's office then assembled a grand jury to investigate the matter after revelations that the University of Texas Health Science Center had scored higher than Elevate Strategies in evaluations while bidding only $7.5 million. But of course, what did Hidalgo's staff do? They awarded the deal to the Democrat operative, who was a one-woman firm, and gave her $19 million. $19 million. The UT bid was $7.5 million. Investigators found that in January of 21, Hidalgo and members of her staff were communicating about creating a project for this Pereira. Sorry, it's just a little bit different name, Pereira. And initially sought to award her a tax-funded contract without even using a competitive bidding process. Harris County purchasing agent Dwight Dopsloff had warned a no-bid contract would be inappropriate. In April of 22, a grand jury indicted Trian Tefillis, Hidalgo's former policy director, Wallace Nader, and former aide Aaron Dunn on felony charges of misuse of official information and tampering with the record. And folks, what they did was then the Democratic machine went to work to defeat their pretty darn left district attorney, Democrat DA, over this. In a second set of search warrants issued in November of last year, Texas Ranger Darren Parker cited evidence that the staffers and a member of Hidalgo's legal team may have purposely concealed messages sent on encrypted messaging applications. Investigators also reported that when Hidalgo's staff became concerned that Garcia might join Commissioner Tom Ramsey, the lone Republican, and then Commissioner, well, he was still there, the other Republican, Jack Cagle, in voting against funding the contract, Trian Tefillis worked with the former county administrator David Berry to have Hidalgo approve funding under her COVID emergency authority. Another reason why we've got to scale back all this emergency authority stuff. It is just rife for, just sets this table for corruption. The felony cases have been pending in the 174th District Court under Judge Hazel Jones after the originally assigned judge, Natalia Cornelio, recused herself since she has close ties to Hidalgo and her staff because they're all part of the Democrat machine. Last November, defendants filed motions to suppress and void the new search warrants, claiming the Texas Rangers' affidavits had false statements. Hidalgo, the county judge, has repeatedly accused DA Ogg of waging a political vendetta in investigating her office, and the issue played into this year's Democratic primary election, in which Ogg lost to challenger Tier by a decisive 75-25%. Remember, that's a Democrat primary. It's the full Democrat machine in operation against the fairly long-time incumbent DA. Hidalgo announced her endorsement of Tier, the challenger, using official county social media accounts. That was against the law and resources. An incident that prompted complaints referred to the Texas Rangers and the Ethics Commission and the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. A spokesperson for the Harris County DAO said, District Attorney's Office said, criminal complaints regarding Hidalgo's use of county resources for the endorsement were in the hands of law enforcement officials. When asked if there could be new indictments related to the bid rigging investigation, DA Ogg said it would be possible if new evidence is presented to a grand jury. I've gone to the largest, best resource, law enforcement agency in Texas, to ask for their assistance because evidence is not political, it's just evidence, said Ogg, about turning this over to the Republican, much hated by these leftists in the press, Texas Attorney General. This removes it out of the hands of the new DA, who's part of the machine and already said, without even seeing the evidence, oh, it's all political. In other words, this really complicates matters. And I'll tell you, if there was anything this out lesbian leftist DA could do to kick these other Democrats in the groin, this was a really good one in Harris County. And the press doesn't quite know what to say about it because they were all part of the conspiracy to get rid of Ogg. and do like they do for, you know, the Clintons and everybody up, cover up wrongdoing by Democrats. You know, they grudgingly report on it, but they always lean the reporting one way. They thought they had this fixed, and now Kim Ogg has given it to the biggest bogeyman in their entire arsenal of boogeyman in Texas. Boogeymen and women. That would be Ken Paxton's office. I just have to laugh, my friends. It's absolutely laughable, and it's a great thing. By the way, the AG's office have secured a settlement with Multimedia, operates one of the most visited pornographic websites on the internet. That company, unlike the others, is going to comply with our age verification law and use an age verification service for their site. I'm not reading the name of their site. It's kind of nasty. Plus, I don't want to advertise for the pornographers. Back in a moment.
It's the talk of Texas. Pratt on Texas.
Premium Angus steaks, fish flown in fresh, the most complete wine list in West Texas. And did I mention the premium Angus steaks exclusively from Meijer Natural Angus Beef, as well as premium Wagyu beef? Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse is the ultimate West Texas dining experience. When it's time for that special meal with family and friends or a key business dinner, it's time for Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse in Lubbock. They take reservations through Open Table, and at their website, just search for Las Brisas Lubbock. It's the ultimate dining experience.
Licensed TACLA 1229 OE.
Heart Heating and AC is my choice and the choice of many listeners. One listener wrote saying she wanted me to know what wonderful service they gave. Another told me how impressed she was with Heart's knowledge compared to another firm on whole home humidity control. Heart Heating and AC keeps my home and the True Texan studio cool in summer, warm in winter. Take your business to Heart. HeartHeatingandAC.com. The Lubbock Sportsman's Club is a leading promoter of wildlife conservation, outdoor education, and hunter advocacy across West Texas. If you want to help Lubbock Sportsman's Club achieve its mission to conserve wildlife and wilderness lands, to educate youth and the general public, and to promote and protect the rights and interests of hunters in the West Texas area and worldwide, you're invited to take part by simply coming to the club's meetings. Learn more about the great work done for conservation and hunting at lubbocksportsman.com, and listen here for chapter meeting announcements.
Listening to Pratt is more fun than cow tipping on a Friday night. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, the Lone Star story of the day. Well, the Republican tax relief has been working. The Texas Tribune did one of these big five-page whatever stories, six pages. Texas Republicans have tried to rein in property taxes for 5 years. Actually, it's gone a little longer than that, but 6 years, really, three sessions. Has it worked? Guess what? Says they've been on a crusade to rein in the property taxes among the highest in the nation. Last year, they went big on that really big one. And for many homeowners, it's resulted in significant tax breaks. The Tribune examined the tax bills of more than 50 homeowners across the state, attempting to capture a variety of locations and financial circumstances. And indeed, the selected homeowners whose property taxes peaked during the COVID-19 pandemic saw their total property tax bill fall nearly 28%. In 2023, compared with the previous year when they adjusted for inflation, most homeowners' tax bills were lower in 23 than they were in 2018 when adjusted for inflation. That's the year before we started these bills to really start giving tax relief. Tighter limits on how much more local governments and school districts can raise property taxes played a key role in keeping the growth of property tax bills in check, even as home values rose. Right, because I keep telling you, it's not the appraisal increase in your home in general. Individually, it could be in a unique case, but in general, that's not what raises your taxes. It's the tax rates set by local governments. And that's, they go into the detail on all of this. Bottom line is, it's a much more friendly, a taxpayer-friendly environment, particularly for homeowners, than it was before 2019, and even more so after last year's increase in the homestead exemption, said Lynn Krebs, a research economist at Texas Real Estate Research Center at Texas A&M. Still unclear, they say later, is how much state lawmakers' property tax cuts have benefited renters. They're always worried about that. It does. Don't worry. Five other signs abound that property tax bills for homeowners across the state have fallen from their pandemic highs. The average Harris County homeowner paid 19% less in 23 than they did 5 years before, according to the Harris County Tax Assessor Collector. Even in high-dollar Travis County, It's 7% lower than in 2018. Texas has some of the highest property tax bills in the country, owing to the state's lack of an income tax. They say that's bull, because there are states with income taxes that have higher property taxes. It's not about the lack of the income tax. It's about spending. On average, tax rates set by cities, counties, and school districts climbed for most of the 2010s, according to data from the comptroller, but in the years since the legislature enacted the limits, tax rates have declined. Average city tax rate, for example, grew by nearly 7% from 2010 to 2018. Last year, 10% below where they were in 2018, but they're still in school and counties fell faster. They didn't where I live. Critics question the wisdom of GOP leaders' fixation on cutting property taxes. These are just highlights from the story. But it's working. I've seen it. I've pulled all mine and seen it. But see, they're still doing tricks to you. As soon as the big numbers get lowered on your bill, the other local governments and districts and special purpose come in and do raises. And it eats up that savings. And now the legislators need to put handcuffs on them, if not to arrest them and put them in jail for what they do to us, to actually prevent them from continuing the big tax raises. Today in Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them, hubcitytitle.com. On the 26th of April, 1923, Cleto Rodriguez was born. He was a native Texan from San Marcos. He was the first Mexican-American GI to win the Medal of Honor, the Medal of Honor in the South Pacific in World War II. 56 years ago today, in 1968, Private First Class Milton Lee was awarded the Medal of Honor for heroism and action in Vietnam. He attended Harlandale High School in San Antonio and enlisted. Arrived in Vietnam in January of 68 and April 26th near Phu Bai in South Vietnam. He was serving as radio and telephone operator when his platoon came under intense fire. Lee rendered life-saving first aid while under heavy enemy fire. During a subsequent assault on the enemy position, he saw four enemy soldiers armed with automatic weapons and a rocket launcher lying in wait for his platoon. He passed his radio to another soldier, charged through heavy fire, overran the position, and killed all the occupants. He continued his assault on a second enemy position. He was mortally wounded, but he continued to deliver accurate covering fire until the platoon destroyed the enemy position. Then he died of his wounds on the battlefield fighting for his country. The Medal of Honor was presented to his grandmother and guardian, Mrs. Frank Campion, by President Richard Nixon at the White House on April 7th, 1970. That's today's Look at Texas History, sponsored by our friends at Hub City Title, hubcitytitle.com. Other news from around Texas, a Klein Kane High School teacher charged with human trafficking and prostitution. Remember the one, the teacher, she was working with her son to recruit these high school, vulnerable high school kids and all that? Guess what happens in Harris County? Oh, that's right. This woman, this 42-year-old and her son, they have their bonds lowered to a much lower amount. Got Democrat judges. Harris County felony suspect and registered sex offender has been released on a public recognizance bond, or personal recognizance bond, a PR bond, and placed in a neighborhood group home. Holly Hansen reported that at the Texan. This guy's harassed everybody, judges and everybody else, and done all kinds of terrible things, and they just let him go on a PR bond. Southwest Airlines taking a look at its open seating policy again. Dallas Morning News says they're going to study it again. And I just say, why not? They've already changed much of the entire successful company's culture as far away from Herb Kelleher's practice that made it a success as they possibly can. U.S. Silica agrees to go private in a $1.85 billion acquisition by Apollo Global. The AP reporting that. That firm, U.S. Silica, was founded in the 1800s, produces commercial silica used in oil and gas industry and other industries. They have 26 mines and processing facilities. They're based in Katy, although the stupid AP said Cathy, Texas. There isn't a Cathy, Texas. Katy, Texas, and they operate under the U.S. Silica name and brand. They'll continue to be led by their current CEO and remain in Katy. Man killed from fall inside a wind turbine identified. KFDX reporting out of Archer County that 31-year-old Marco Anthony Portillo Jr. from Weslaco was killed. He was working in the Windthorst 2 wind project owned by EDF Renewables and was climbing inside the turbine at the time of the fall. I was very complimented after the big story, and it's a story almost all the other state press has ignored. I've only seen that one story in the Houston Chronicle about the ERCOT hearing this week. You need to go to yesterday's show and listen to that, or go to the show summary at PrattOnTexas.com and click on the link and read the story. Our big expert, I mentioned yesterday how we'd spoken about this, and he wrote me after hearing the show last night and said, I didn't even know this issue. It's a big issue, and I didn't know it had made it to the board level yet. And he was very complimentary. Ross Ayton mentioned that I hit the nail right on the head, and the nail is disgusting. You know, for all their, oh, we're good for humanity, these government-subsidized wind and solar and battery projects are just a big cash cow for people who do deals. And they do not want to fix the problems they have. And folks, everything out there since before July or June of last year, most of them have the problem with their inverters. And we don't have to wait for a hot day or a cold day. And it's already happened. They can trip off because of bad equipment and software and bring the entire grid down at any moment. And in fact, it has happened and almost brought down one of the big islands of the grid out of a solar farm in Odessa more than once. They don't care. For all their we care, but they don't care about the grid at all. They're just, oh, we don't want to spend any money. Wait, if we have to stop and do this, it's going to slow all the capital coming in and investment. These are the deal makers talking, folks, that are making money with all this spurious, weird stuff that's putting our prosperity at risk. And it was nice that after looking into it and knowing a lot more about it than I did, that Ross texted me and said, man, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly right. And he had in particular, you know, or well-known Ross language that we can't use on the radio. It's always funny. He had plenty to say about these people too, and it was fun. Have a great weekend, my friends. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.